POT Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How you doing today?
For a Monday, and yourself?
Here, a little tired, trying to get woke up, but we'll eventually get there, I guess.
Chicken coop done?
95%. I got chicken sitting in it right now. I got one more door I'd like to build, just to make things a little bit more convenient, but it's all completely functional right now.
I got it over at your house now?
That. We actually loaded it up, late Thursday night, I guess it was, and then Friday, I had my neighbor help me unload that thing. That thing is heavy, and we got it out, got it in the yard, and Saturday morning I built a couple handles for it and stuff to make it easier to move around, so then got it moved over into the backyard, and went back to my brother-in-law Saturday, and he gave me some of his chickens, and so we put them in there Saturday night.
Eggs pretty soon, then.
That they had actually hatched and everything, so they got another probably month and a half, 2 months before they start laying. But they're about halfway there.
Chance to get used to them, and then a chance to get used to their new surroundings.
Right, that's exactly it. So, yeah, the boys they're super excited. Jesse, my oldest, he's real excited. As soon as we got home yesterday afternoon, first thing he did was run back out there check on them. He spent a good bit of yesterday morning outside with them and just hanging out. So he's super excited.
What animals we're getting?
Oh yeah. I'd like to get these rocking and rolling, make sure I got everything, get used to dealing with that, and then I'd actually like to probably get a few more, but we'll see. That would involve building another structure, but a buddy of mine texted me and said that I guess his parents or something had one that they don't do chickens anymore, and so I might go take a look at it. And if it's easy to move, I might just snag it, take it back. So we'll see. I don't know if I'll do another different animal anytime soon, but I might add to these at some point.
It works. She's, now somebody give her a free rabbit cage, so now she's looking for a couple of rabbits for her daughters.
That, yeah, it just takes a couple of them, and you'll have a whole mess of them in no time. Again.
Mama was off all weekend. She actually had off, the whole weekend and that, and she ended up doing a double on Friday so she could get the whole weekend. We went to a friend's house and shot some on Saturday, and then we went over to see the grandkids down in Anderson about 4 or 5 hours on Sunday. Took the four-wheeler so they could ride and everything, and it was kind of a celebration for their mom. She's 30, and she just now got her driver's license.
Good deal. Sounds like a really great weekend all around.
You're pretty good, and I can't complain about it. Other than it's Monday morning.
I'm sure if it's anything like it was last week, it's more to be kind of crazy, but hopefully it'll start off a little bit more mellow. We'll see. Now, what made her not want to get a, did she, like, not want a driver's license before, or just one of those things, I know there's people who just, you don't ever do anything with it, and it just kind of, rolls on into the years, and you never really need it for whatever reason, but is it something she didn't want to do, or what made her want to go ahead and knock that out?
She was always scared, so she never try. But now, with three kids, and then my stepson's pretty lazy, and she misses a lot of work because she can't get him up, or he won't wake up to take her to work and everything. So she paid a company. They take you driving a couple hours a day. And then they take you on a road test, and then they give you a certificate that all you have to do is go down there and turn it in for a license. So she paid the $350 and did all those driving classes and that, and finally got it. Now she won't have to rely on my stepson to take her here and there.
Fantastic, good. I'm happy for her. That's fantastic. Yeah, you don't want to get stuck relying on somebody, you know. That's how things just like that. He sleeps in or whatever, and next thing you know, you're late for work, then you're in trouble. So yeah, man, fantastic, good deal.
Here with me, sometimes, you know, she works a night shift, get off at 7 a.m., and sometimes she'd still be out there in the parking lot at 11 in the morning, waiting on him to show up.
Oh man, that sounds like an argument on the way home.
I don't know why she's still with him. And that, she had a good job. They say she made it the first day. The second day she couldn't get him up, so she missed. The third day she was late, and then they canned her.
Sounds like I'd invest in like a taser or something. Wake him up with that.
Maybe he'll stay up all night. You know what I mean? He'll stay up all night, and you know, maybe 20 hours straight. Just he's a stay at home. I won't say it's a stay at home mom. He's a stay at home video game player. Or whatever, and then he'll go to bed, you know, an hour before you're supposed to get up, and then wonder why you can't wake up. Leave Fabri-Cal, ride all the way to Anderson to pick up my grandkids from school because nobody showed up.
Sounds like somebody needs a reality check.
If this license, once she gets a little bit of driving time under her belt and gets a little more comfortable and that, then that'll be all she wrote to that deal.
Pretty close with her.
We're good. And I mean, she tries hard and she's a hard worker. And she's a good mom. And she just hooked up with the wrong person.
Yeah, man, that's sad. Notification. I think I should get my Raspberry Pi today. That means this week I'll be. Well, it'll probably be later this week in reality, but before I can sit down and play with it, but I should be learning a whole new set of code and stuff this week. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, an email I got from an Elmer of mine up in Virginia, and that he's big into that stuff. I'll have to send it to you.
Love to take a look at it. I found a couple guys on YouTube that have got some scripts that they've got written that do a lot of the stuff for you to get some of the ham radio applications and stuff up and running. So I've got a couple of little shortcuts out there, which I'll definitely need. This stuff's brand new to me on the Raspberry Pi. I don't even know if I've ever even held one. So we'll see. It looks pretty fun, looks neat, and it'll be a little bit of a learning experience, but that's always good for us.
XW, yeah, it never hurts to learn new things, right?
DOT, well, that might hurt my head, but that might be about it.
If we keep using our brain and don't get stagnant, then we can kind of ward off some of that Alzheimer's, I believe.
Susan liking that Jeep still. I saw pictures of it the other day. They look great.
Pretty good. Yesterday we let the seats down, and that little four-wheeler fit right in the back.
Pretty neat.
Get comfortable with riding it and trying to get a little fast for their ability, and two of them rolled it.
Yeah, that's how it goes, but they'll learn.
On from there 5 minutes yesterday, and the bottom fell out.
I'm telling you what, it came down over here. Man, it got the wind, got the whipping, and it was just, I mean, it was like kind of all of a sudden, too. I mean, I was looking out the window, I was like, man, it looks that looks like some rain clouds, and then 15 minutes later, it's like a full-blown storm going on outside.
Went back over in the west and that, and it was all gray and that, and we got on the interstate, and we just, you know, it was always behind us and never caught up with us, but it never rained at the house.
Sit down on that thing?
We're going down there, but we didn't on the way coming back. It was pretty warm outside yesterday, and I'd already spent about 4 hours outside watching them ride that four-wheeler.
It was time for some AC.
And the good thing about that Jeep, though, you just hit a button and it just retracts.
Nice, that is nice. Now, is that a 2020?
Yeah, Roger.
Cool.
I was struggling the other day trying to put in an address in the navigation system, and it's like, you know what, I'm just going to have to go read the book and figure out what I'm doing wrong, and it's a certain pattern of how you have to enter in the address.
What it is with them GPS things like that, but yeah, it's like everybody's got to do it different, you know. Can't just let you just type an address in just like you would, like if you're going to write it down to mail something, you know, you got to go through this rigmarole of how they want it put in, and it's definitely confusing at times. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here and find out what kind of surprises await for me, and see what kind of fun we can have. So I hope you have a fantastic day today, and you stay safe, and you can fly under the radar, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Peace, Tim. Have a good one, and hope to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.